I hope this week has been a very good week for you. I know it has for me. God is so good. He's just always so good. Sometimes we may think that our circumstances aren't too much fun, but in the midst of all that, God is so good. He came to identify with us and to help us identify with Him. I think when I look into His eyes, I rarely have anything I can possibly say that seems that it's worthy of being said, because whatever I could say, He's always so much better, so much greater, so much more wonderful than I could possibly share, that I could possibly speak. I was sitting and meditating on what I thought I would like to share with you tonight. When suddenly, again, I saw Jesus on the cross. What the Holy Spirit was pointing out to me as I looked upon Him was the cuts, the wounds, the lashes, the bruises, the swelling that was on His face, His upper shoulders, His arms, his upper chest region, the stakes that had been driven into His hands. It's always very, very painful to look at Him in conjunction with His cross. Now, what I'm going to say next may surprise you a little bit, but I feel like it's just a tiny speck of truth in the midst of the whole picture of Jesus Christ. And I think very quickly you'll understand why the Lord showed this to me. As they gazed upon Him, as always, tears began to well up in my eyes. Such a suffering, such a suffering. As human beings, it's very difficult for us to understand why our Lord, our God and Savior, would embrace such. How we feel so unworthy, we feel so unequal to what He did for us to what he bore for us. But there he is in all the ugliness of what he endured for us. We see love. We see such love as would melt, I think, the hardest heart. Maybe not. Maybe I'm wrong about that, but I think it would melt a lot of hearts. Then I saw Caiaphas walk up to him. I'm talking about the high priest that was so instrumental in what happened to our Lord. I saw him walk up. His eyes were wide open, but not in mockery. His eyes were wide open in wonderment. Here he is playing his role, and he's looking at the man who bore all of that. He was in amazement. He's trying so hard to understand what our Lord went through and why. I guess I can't think of any other word that could really adequately describe what our Lord saw on Caiaphas' face, then wonderment. He looks like he's got a million things going on through his mind. Our Lord is giving his life for that man. Now, history does record that when our Savior returned to earth, one of the people he visited was Caiaphas, and he revealed himself to him as the Mashiach, the Messiah of Israel. When he visited him and revealed himself for who he was, this is probably going to amaze most of you on this line, maybe everyone. Caiaphas repented and accepted him as his Messiah. That does show up in history. So I'm here, I'm meditating, when this glorious scene begins to come alive to me. And I'm thinking, Lord, who is there like you? Who is there like you? You come, you bear our sins, you bear Yeshua. bear our sins. You bear our suffering. There is so much love flowing through your eyes and your face. What human words do we have to express? What words do we have in our vernacular that could possibly reveal what is going on in our hearts over the beauty of Yeshua going through what he went through? For us, for us, I thought to myself, these people are going to quit coming online on Thursday nights just because they're going to get so tired of hearing about the cross. But the cross has got to be one of the most beautiful things in the world, because it expresses the love of God, the glory of God, the truth of God and his kingdom. Now, coming up into this scene is another man. His hair is, I wouldn't say that it's sitting on his shoulders, but it's fairly long, natural curly, dark brown. He walks up and he looks at the Jewish Messiah. Please understand that never in the history of the Jewish people did we ever really think Messiah would be so beautiful. He may not have seemed as beautiful as one might think he should have, but when you see the glory of God upon him, when you see the love of God flowing through his eyes, when you see the incandescence of truth, as it begins to come alive in him. He's dying, but truth, the incandescence of truth is coming forth from his innermost man. And this is transpiring because God is saying, I'm here, I love you, you are the human race that I have purchased through all of this anguish. The scriptures are replete with the love in my heart for you. Someone might say, yep, but didn't the heavens begin to literally growl? The clouds turned so black? But let me tell you, truth never dies. And the truth, he was here to bring us, was the truth of eternal life for those who would believe. I don't know if anyone else saw that light, but I bet everyone who believed saw it. This man who was dark haired, beard, mustache, I would say he was probably about 30, 35 years old, somewhere in there. He's looking, and he's wondering, what is happening? What is happening? What is this that I'm seeing? What does a man say when he's seeing what Jesus revealed to those who had eyes to see? Why does he want me to share this with you? I believe that he wants me to share it with you, because the cross is not a movie. It's not a good book. The cross is a living reality. It's life. And it means life to you and to me. And the life that it gives, the life that it brings, the life that it means, is so far greater than anything we can possibly imagine. He was the very epitome of life. Those who saw and suddenly understood. I think a lot of people, 500 people, awaited his resurrection, though they didn't know why or how. Something inside of them began to awaken. The whole world began to awaken because the Son of Life was bringing life to the world again, oh God. He was beautiful. He was so beautiful. turn in your Bibles to Habakkuk chapter 3, verse 2. Just think about this for a moment. O Lord, I have heard of the report of you and was afraid. O Lord, revive your work in the midst of the years, in the midst of the years. Make yourself known. In wrath, earnestly remember love, pity, and mercy. God approaching from Sinai came from Teman, which represents Edom, and the Holy One from Mount Paran in the Sinai region, Selah. His glory covered the heavens, and the earth was full of his praise. Think about that. Imagine that scene in your mind. And his brightness was like the sunlight rays streamed from his hand. And there in the sunlight splendor was the hiding place of his presence. This glory and his brightness was like the sunlight rays streamed from his hand, and there in the sunlight splendor was the hiding place of his power. Is that not what I just described to you that I just saw? We don't understand the whole dynamic. We know that he went to hell. We know that his flesh died. But somewhere in the midst of all of that, life kept living. It kept living, though he were dead. How do you kill the Son of God? He said, you can't. You cannot kill me. I give it up of myself, and I will take it back again. Is that what we saw? Is that what was happening? That while he was dying, he was living again? He came, he found the grave, he went to hell, he went to Sheol, he spoke, his words were multiplied and amplified. But there, the rays streamed from his hand. I think I've shared with you before, when I saw Moses come down from the mount, rays of light streamed from his face, from his head, from his shoulders, his hands. But the greatest was from his face, and the sunlight splendor streamed from his face in such magnitude that you would have stood there, as I did, in utter awe. He was the Son of God. He was the life unto man. I don't know why the Lord wants me to share this with you tonight, but I do know this. He is life eternal. And he came here to send life into you, that you would never have to die, because he lived. We can live also. Because he died, we can live. Because he lived, we can live. As we are taken into the heavenlies by his own glory, it's too much to understand. It's too much to bear. But there he gave it to us that we might spend eternity in his life, in his glory, in his life. Such love. Such love he had for you and me. When we get to heaven and we see just how beautiful he is, only on the Mount of Transfiguration were we allowed to see any semblance of what we will see then and there. The Bible talks about this glorious light that shines through the earth. His light, his glory. There is a glory coming, and it's for you, and it's for me. And it's for all those who hunger and thirst after righteousness. The glory comes. It's coming. It's coming for us. What do we say to our Savior who gave it all? Who gave it all? The word says he looked forward to the cross with joy. How can anyone endure so much suffering with joy except the Son of God? He looked at you. He looked down through history at you, and his heart was overwhelmed with the beauty and the glory that he saw in you. That gift he would give. We look at our bodies, and we know that we don't see half the story here. The time is coming, and it's close at hand, when we will see his glory shining from our bodies. We will know the joy that he knew. We will know the love that he knew. He's so beautiful. He's so beautiful. The Lord is in his holy temple. Let all the earth hush and keep silence before him. What do you have to say to the King of Glory? The earth will stand in awe. It will stand in silence. We will stand in awe. We will stand in silence. And our heart will be throbbing with thankfulness for what he's done, for what he's gone through, for the price that he paid, that we might spend eternity with him. I say tonight, keep your eyes fixed on him. When you close your eyes tonight, see him. When you see him, thank him as much as you possibly can. Just thank him and thank him and thank him some more. Because it is finished. It is finished for us that we might have heaven's glow, heaven's righteousness, heaven's glory. The only glory of the Son of God. Your life will be filled with wonder forever because of him. Tonight as we pray, think about him. Think about what he's done. Think about what he's gone through. Think about his great love for you, the nations. Just think about him and the gratefulness that you feel for the price that he paid. And then take it to bed with you. Go to sleep with it on your mind and heart. For he is Christ. He is God. In his precious name, may we thank him.